Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
We have got more spring football rankings to share with you on Heartland College Sports. I'm Pete Mundo. Thanks for joining us as always as a part of the show. Appreciate you being here, whether it's on the YouTube channel, the podcast, or on the radio show as always. So ESPN released its SP Plus rankings this past week, and that, of course, is their advanced analytical metric for how they measure teams before and during the college football season. It's not perfect, but it's another chance to take a look at how some of the advanced metrics look at these college football teams, especially in the chaotic conference that is the Big 12 going into the season. So I wanted to share that with you here as we get it rolling. It's a gloomy, dreary Memorial Day weekend across the heartland. Hopefully for you, you're somewhere warm, you're somewhere sunny, and you are listening to us kicking your feet up, remembering those who sacrificed it all, because that's what this weekend is always about, and commemorating this great country on this Memorial Day weekend. And thank you for making us a part of your show. Make sure that you shout out your small town or wherever you're watching from. We appreciate you doing that. So the ESPN Plus, SP Plus rankings, let's get to those. And the thing that stands out to me the most in the Big 12 is that half of this league is separated by 17 slots. So the Big 12 does not have a team in the ESPN SP Plus rankings high team, Kansas. From 85, you get a bunch of Big 12 teams in the mix. I mean, you're getting Big 12 teams left and right in this top 35, especially from 18 to 35. That's where you go from Kansas State to Arizona State. And then from there, I mean, you're just ripping through Big 12 teams left and right. It's damn impressive. All the way down to Baylor at number 35. So that's the last half of the Big 12 in the top 35 in the ESPN SP Plus rankings. Now, what are the SP Plus rankings? How do they work with ESPN? The SP Plus rankings include a combination of returning production on the offensive side, defensive side, and recent history. I don't love the recent history angle of this, especially in the Big 12, right? Because in the Big 12, let's be honest, recent history means nothing. Look at Arizona State. They were picked last year. They had a bad 2023 in the Pac-12 under Kenny Dillingham. They come up last year, they win the Big 12, and they come within a blown call of getting to the college football playoff semifinals. They should have beaten Texas. We all know that. I will go to my grave saying that about the Sun Devils. And you look at the bottom half of the Big 12 last year, the predictions were BYU wouldn't be great, Colorado wouldn't be anything special, Arizona State, not much there. And instead, all these teams were right in the thick of the race over the last couple of weeks. The teams picked at the top, Utah and Oklahoma State, were at the bottom of the Big 12. So I don't love recent history playing a role, especially in an era of college football where guys are leaving left and right, transfer portals wide open. I think that recent history means less than it ever has. So I would not include recent history in my SP Plus ranking or in my theoretical advanced analytics model that ESPN puts together. But it's fun to talk about, and it does give us some idea of where these teams stack up. So when you look at the SP Plus top 35 in the country, There's no one in the Big 12 above 18, but then you have eight teams from 18 to 35. K-State, Arizona State, Texas Tech. There are 18, 22, and 26. BYU is 27. TCU is 29. Utah's 31. Iowa State, 32. Baylor is right there at 35. And then you go to the bottom half. Got to drop down to 50. That's where Kansas is. The ninth team in the Big 12 is Kansas, 50th in the country in SP+. And then we have another quick run here of five teams in the Big 12 in the 50s. Kansas is 50, Colorado 52, West Virginia 57, Oklahoma State 58, Houston 59. And then at 60, it's Arizona. 61, it's UCF. So you've got seven teams within nine slots there from 52 to 61, technically 10 slots. And then Cincinnati comes in last in the Big 12, 66 in the country in SP+. So we have a top half that is just insane. And these are the top eight teams that we all think can win the Big 12. Each one of these fan bases should be sitting there and saying, man, if this thing breaks right for us, we're going to win this league. Every one of those fan bases. We've talked about this for 5 months since basically last season ended. Maybe it's 4 months. But if you're a fan of K-State, Arizona State, Texas Tech, BYU, TU, Utah, Iowa State, Baylor, you should be sitting there and saying, why not us? Why can't we be the team that wins the Big 12 this year? Every one of those fan bases has every right to feel that way. And there's not a country, there's not a college football conference in this country that can make that statement about half of the league. There might be some that dream, but those are not eight dreamers in the Big 12. The dreamers are Kansas, Colorado, Houston, Arizona. Those are dreamers. The eight teams I listed, they're not dreaming. They're saying, no. We've got the goods. We've got the team. We've got the returning production. We've got the guys we need in the portal to win and win this year. That's the difference between the Big 12 and everybody else. Half of this league legitimately thinks it can win the conference and should legitimately think it can win the conference. Not like, hey, if everything breaks perfectly, we might be in the race. Not in the Big 12. Half this league and half of you, the fans in this conference, are sitting here getting ready for summer, sipping that first beer on the back porch. Some of you have been doing that for 2 months. You get the point. And are like, no, this is our year. We're going to be in it this fall. We're going to go to a Big 12 championship, and we are playing in a college football playoff. That's it. And that's exactly how eight fan bases should be feeling right now in the Big 12 conference. And that's what makes this league so unique and unlike anything else in college football. So what else stood out to me here? Who has the hardest schedules in the Big 12? Well, once again, you have a pretty stacked strength of schedule from ESPN in these SP Plus rankings. For so long in the Big 12, if you're a Big 12 fan, you know this. For 10 years, we had a league that played a true round robin. No other conference in America could say that. And the Big 12, in hindsight, and I was screaming this from the rooftops, when this podcast had like five listeners, we weren't on any radio station, we were just a podcast, and I was just getting Heartland College Sports started, and now we've got radio affiliates, we've got, of course, a blowing up YouTube page and channel, we've got a great podcast, and that's why you got to make sure you're subscribed to those, and if you could drop that five-star rating and review, we'd greatly appreciate you doing that. Before we had any of that, and we didn't have nearly the platform we have now, I would be like, the Big 12 needs to brag more about the round robin. And they went through this era of one true champion. You may recall that. Before they brought back the conference championship game in 2017, they were like, we're the league with one true champion. Everybody plays everybody. So we don't need a conference championship game. And that was dumb in hindsight. And I said it was dumb. Play a round robin and then play 1v2. Nobody else was doing it. They finally got around to it, but it took them too long. It cost Baylor and TCU back in 2014 a chance to play in the college football playoff. I think either of those teams in that season could have won the national championship. But now it's different. You've got 16 teams. No one's playing a true round robin. So the strength of schedule matters in the Big 12 more than it ever has. And that's what's unique right now for this league. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. Thank you. If you're just joining us, make sure that you are liking this video and liking the podcast as well. It does make a very big difference, and we appreciate you doing that.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
So with that, we've got the easiest schedules. We've got the hardest schedules. The hardest schedules, TCU, Baylor, Oklahoma State. Those are the hardest schedules. The easiest schedules are BYU, Texas Tech, and Arizona State. The top offenses, Texas Tech, Kansas State, TCU, based on returning production. The top defenses are Utah, Kansas State, and Arizona State. So those are some of the key pieces of information you need to know in this ESPN SP Plus ranking. So the hardest schedules, TCU, Oklahoma State, and Baylor. That does not bode well for Oklahoma State, who is trying to bounce back from a horrible season last year where they went 0-9 in the Big 12. And TCU and Baylor are two teams that I think should be ranking potentially near the top of the Big 12. If everything clicks for both of these teams, they will be right in the hunt in late November in the Big 12. There's no doubt in my mind. The easiest schedules, BYU, Texas Tech, and Arizona State. That bodes very well for TCU, for Texas Tech and Arizona State, two teams who also return a lot of production, and in Texas Tech's case, added a lot of talent. And for BYU, a lot of people wonder whether or not they can still be in the mix when all is said and done, right? Are they going to be able to do this a second straight year? They were surprising last season. Nobody thought they'd be in the thick of it at the end of the season. They were, of course. They tied for first place, but tiebreakers kept them out of the Big 12 championship. BYU is a team that does have, based on the ESPN SP Plus rankings, the easiest schedule in the conference. Their strength of schedule is 64th in the country. That is the weakest in the Big 12. So if you're a BYU fan and you're saying, hey, we're in a position, we can do this, we can keep this train rolling. Well, you might be able to do that, in part because your schedule is favorable this year in the Big 12 conference. And then on the offensive side, Texas Tech, Kansas State, and TCU, the three top offenses in part based on returning production in the Big 12. That should not surprise anybody. But I will say, if you're Texas Tech and you've lost your bell cow running back, Taj Boyd, and you're sitting there and you're saying to yourself, hey, Taj Boyd, I am so sorry, guys. What a screw up that is. Man, Taj Boyd, I'm sorry, Taj Brooks. Man, please excuse me. That is a horrible mistake. In real time, once again. I mean, I should just close up shop. That was an embarrassing mistake. Oh my goodness, what a screw up that was. I hate to do that to you, Taj Boyd. Taj Boyd, what an insult to Taj Brooks. That is calling him Taj Boyd. My, oh, my. We all have them, right? No one bats 1,000, but wow. I'm going to be slapping myself silly for that one after the show. So anyway, Taj Brooks, you lose a guy like that and you say to yourself, okay, I might be returning a lot, but if I'm losing Taj Brooks, like, I'm sorry, that's something that I think Texas Tech is going to be more than okay, but you have to factor that into the equation. And then you get Kansas State. We know about what's going on there. Of course, bring back Avery Johnson, bring back the key pieces around them as well. And you're in a good spot there on that side of the ball for Kansas State. And then TCU. I think it's the most underrated or underappreciated offense coming back in the Big 12 Conference. So that right there is one where I say to myself, hey, this TCU team is the team that I believe, based on just pure statistics, points per game, yards per game, is going to be the best offense in the Big 12 led by Josh Hoover. They got to figure out the other side of the ball. That is the thing that is going to potentially hold back TCU from competing in the Big 12. So that top three on offense makes a lot of sense. On the defensive side, you've got Utah. They have the 16th ranked defense in the country based on, in large part, returning production. That is by far the top defense in the Big 12 right now coming back. And then it's Kansas State and Arizona State. So the only team with a top three offense and a top three defense in the Big 12 based on ESPN's SP Plus rankings is Kansas State. That once again leans into Kansas State being in a great spot to potentially find themselves playing for a Big 12 championship game. Of course, they won it a couple of years ago. They beat TCU. We thought that this past season might be a bit of a, not setback, but when you're working in a new young quarterback, which they were in Avery Johnson, you got to ride the ups and the downs and the roller coaster that comes with that. They dealt with that last year. Now you expect this team to take the next step. And if you're a K-State fan, you should expect this team to be in the hunt. I'm not going to say it's a huge letdown year if they're not playing for a Big 12 title, but it will be disappointing to K-State fans if they're not playing for a Big 12 championship this year. And it should be based on what they have coming back. And they are number one in the ESPN SP Plus post-spring rankings for a reason. They also have one of the easier schedules in the Big 12, 57th strength of schedule in the country. That's on the back half, bottom half of the Big 12 strength of schedules this year. So that's something that also plays in Kansas State's favor. So all in all, these SP Plus rankings are not perfect. I don't like recent history playing a role, but they give you something to work with. They give you a good idea. All right, we've got Bobby saying that Kansas State's going to be strong. Klieman is the man, and they always compete. They're a lock for 8 wins. Let's be honest. They are. I mean, every year it feels like, you know, K-State's getting 8. The question is, will they get 9 or 10? But they are a lock every year for 8 wins. I mean, that's just how it is. That's how it's been for a while. Klieman has established that level of success for this program. He's done a tremendous job. Do you know how hard it is to replace a guy like Bill Snyder? We saw it with Ron Prince. It didn't work out. Snyder had to come back and save the day. But when you can do what this guy has done at that level, at Kansas State, man, that's damn impressive. And it has been a heck of a lot of fun to watch. Lance says that, I agree, Oklahoma State has one of the toughest schedules, also one of the most unpredictable teams because of player and coaching staff turnover, but could be a sleeper. Oklahoma State's got to figure out the quarterback. They do that, they might be in an okay spot. I agree with you there. William says SP Plus is a warped metric. I agree with that, William. I do. It's a generally speaking warped metric. The worst part of it is including recent history, because especially in the Big 12, that just means absolutely nothing, but it's something to work with. Also adding, Pete, this conference will end up having 4 to 5 teams finishing 9 or 3 or better. That would be insane. Not impossible, but that would be absolutely crazy. So you've got an SP Plus. It's a lot of fun. We wrote about it at Heartland College Sports. I hope you will check it out. And we're glad that you're here on the show. Make sure that you like the video. You are subscribed to the channel. If you're on the podcast, drop us that 5-star rating and review. We'll come back better than ever next time. Okay? We appreciate you. And thank you, as always, for being here, supporting us at Heartland College Sports. We got merch coming your way as well. We'll link to the merch shop in the show notes. A lot of great t-shirts on the merch shop. And if you want to get your merch idea onto the shop, we'll send you a lot of free merch. Send me your idea to Pete Mundo, M-U-N-D-O, at heartlandcollegesports.com. Like the video if you're watching live now. We appreciate you guys, and we'll talk to you soon. Go Big 12.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.